So I'm talking to Nikki Getgood of the Birmingham hyperlocal site Digbeth is Good, and we're having a chat about how a site like Nikki's could use data. Nikki, what sort of thing do you do on your website?
I've been trying to kind of celebrate the area, really. So Digbeth is seen as somewhere quite empty, has a lot of empty properties, a lot of empty sites, not much going on, not many amenities. So somewhere that kind of highlights all the great things that are going on, kind of brings all the stuff that's going on underneath the surface kind of to the forefront, and just kind of connect people and make people aware of everything that's going on in the area.
And your site's kind of the go-to place for Digbeth online, if there was such a thing. I think if you Google for Digbeth, it comes top.
Yeah.
And do you get stuck into local campaigns and action?
Sometimes, as part of doing the site. I mean, one of the major campaigns it got involved with was to do with some empty properties in the area. There were some empty properties that had been just left lying derelict for years, and some squatters moved in, and there was a fire, and two of the squatters died. So I got stuck into trying to find out who owned these properties, why they'd been left empty and kind of no work had been done on them for so long, what the plans were for the properties and what was likely to happen to them, if anything.
So you must have been looking for a fair range of data from different bits of government then. What did you manage to unearth?
Well, I managed to, eventually I kind of managed to get to the land registry, and I had to pay the land registry for each of the property, you know, to find out the owner of each of the properties, which I think was £4 a pop. And then off the back of that, there was a whole kind of bureaucratic nightmare because the company that actually owned the properties had gone bust. So then it was a case of getting in touch with the administrators. And then the planning applications on the properties. But basically, they had a planning application to convert them into care homes, and that had just been converted for another extended for another 3 years. So it was trying to find out kind of what the council were doing in response to what was going on with these buildings, which just seemed to be to let that situation carry on for a bit more.
And so £8, what proportion of the monthly budget for your website is that?
Well, the website costs about £20 a month, I'd say, to run. Quite a big portion. I mean, it's not something I minded paying because I wanted to find out what was going on, but should I have had to pay to find out what was going on with those properties? I'm not sure if that's fair.
So you've used some quite traditional government data from central government and local government in campaigns on your site.
Mm-hmm.
But would you say you're kind of a data person? Are you a bit of a stato?
Not at all. I had to resit my maths GCSE to get a C. No, not at all. And this is the thing, you know, kind of using data on these local sites and using data to support anecdotal evidence or to kind of support campaigns for local problems and addressing local issues. That's become a lot more popular, but I don't feel I'm literate with data, so if I get presented with a spreadsheet, I don't really know how to read it, how to understand it, you know, how to kind of draw the information I want out of that, or even what information it might be telling me. And obviously, you know, if I don't know that, I don't know how to present it either in a clear way that both I and anyone reading it will understand.
So if you know, data were to fall from the heavens from the council and the government onto the streets of Digbeth, it's not clear you know what to do with it, really, as the leading publisher in the area.
Not at all. I wouldn't have a clue what to do with it, I don't think. I think I'd have to get... I'd have to kind of appeal to a geekier friend, maybe, with some cake or something, or something I can do, which is bake. I really wouldn't know what to do with it, but I'd like to. I'd like to be able to kind of use that and present it in a way to people that kind of clearly shows the trends and what's going on in the area to help with you know, campaigns, because Digbeth has a lot of empty properties and a lot of kind of empty bits of land that we do want to do something with. It's a big appeal amongst residents to make something happen with these kind of empty derelict places that make the area seem so barren and as if it's got tumbleweed going through it. But at the moment, I wouldn't really know what to do with data to kind of help me with that or to help residents with that.
So very briefly, so you need some sort of intermediary or someone to do that first cut with it so that you can use it in your area.
Yeah, or just something that would help me process it.
Thank you very much. It's fantastic. So cake as a medium is a key finding here.
I think so, yeah.